This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to do a real estate story now. It's actually not so much a real estate story as it is the financial crisis was 10 years ago. Yeah, but it's still with us story. There are places in this country where you can still see the crisis and the housing crash. Cities and towns where houses got stuck in a kind of foreclosure limbo and years later still haven't gotten out of it. They're just sitting there, deserted and deteriorating. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra went to Long Island, New York, where there are more homes stuck in that limbo than anywhere else in the country.
There's a town on Long Island called Roosevelt, named after the former president, Teddy, not FDR. It's about 45 minutes by train from Manhattan. Rappers Chuck D and Flava Flav are from here. So is Howard Stern. And so is Natalie Gary.
Kids are playing right here in the playground. But as you see, it's a nice neighborhood.
Gary, who's a financial advisor, is standing across the street from that playground in front of a two-story red brick house with a bright white fence. Pretty standard for Roosevelt.
You see, they keep up their house pretty nicely.
But just a few feet to the left,
they got to live next door to this.
This is a one-story house with gray shingles, a brick chimney, and plywood over the front window. Out front, there's a busted-up green SUV with a smashed headlight and its airbags deployed. There are dozens of abandoned houses like this in Roosevelt. There's one around the corner from Gary's house. And she says these aren't just an eyesore.
If you wanted to sell your home, you wouldn't get a good value if you got an abandoned home next door.
Those unwanted neighbors are known as zombie homes. They're a legacy of the financial crisis. In the early years of the 2000s, home values were soaring, and it was easy to get a mortgage. Terry DiDonato is a real estate agent on Long Island.
The banks were giving out loans to people that really weren't qualified for them.
Then home prices plummeted, and the economy collapsed. By 2009, more than 2 million people couldn't pay their mortgages, and foreclosure notices became as common in some places as junk mail. And here's where things get messy, so bear with me. Foreclosure is a complicated process, with legal proceedings and mountains of paperwork. Compound that by millions, and things get even more complicated. Not only were the courts backed up, but banks had also been sloppy with their record keeping. So the average foreclosure took a year, then two, and eventually three. Meanwhile, the housing market didn't recover, so some banks walked away. Foreclosure was more trouble than the houses were worth. And then there were the homeowners. Until a foreclosure is final, the borrower is responsible for the house. But a lot of people didn't know that.
I don't think people understood.
That's Terry DiDonato, the real estate agent, giving me a tour of Long Island. She says other people left because they were ashamed.
I think it was embarrassing because a lot of people are professionals and work very hard. They get embarrassed and they just say, all right, I'm out of here.
And that's how we got thousands of zombie homes stuck in foreclosure and abandoned. Nearly 50,000 by 2013. Clustered in states like New Jersey, Florida, and New York, where there are lots of protections for homeowners, so foreclosures take the longest. DiDonato and I are in Massapequa, a town about 10 miles from Roosevelt and on the water. There are beach clubs, docks, and big homes with manicured lawns. And there are zombie homes here, too, some with telltale signs of squatters, like broken glass, empty liquor bottles, and abandoned shopping carts.
Nobody likes to have to live near this. So I've had people that will say, just keep going, I don't want to go in.
Hard words for a real estate agent to hear, especially in towns like Massapequa, where prices have recovered and other homes sell quickly. Local governments are fed up with zombie homes, too. Towns often have to pay to maintain them. Joseph Saladino is supervisor for the town of Oyster Bay, which includes Massapequa. He says the costs can be
sometimes as little as $500, sometimes as high as $3,000 to go on the property and clean up the vegetation, cut the lawn, cut back the trees.
And that's just one house, one time. So Oyster Bay passed a law in January requiring banks to pay the town $25,000 for maintenance on each of their zombie homes.
Thus far, we've seen 9 checks for $25,000 each. So the pool of resources is growing.
Other towns and states have passed laws to speed up the foreclosure process. And in recent years, the number of zombie homes has dropped by 70%, according to the foreclosure database Adam. But there are still about 14,000 zombie homes around the country. A constant reminder that even a decade later, the crisis still isn't over. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
You can go out to Long Island with Marielle by way of the video she did on zombie homes. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are Marketplace APM.